I think my roommate may be poisoning me. I, 25 female, live in Seattle. I just moved here a few months ago from New York City because of my dream job and I was so excited. I work as a data analyst, and I make a very comfortable living. It felt like my life was finally all starting to fall into place. The only thing I needed was a place to live. I went to Facebook because I figured that might be the best place to find a roommate. I found this girl, let's call her Kate, 26 female, and she seemed perfect. She said that her and her boyfriend, 29 male, were in a two-bedroom apartment that was very spacious, in a great location, and were looking for someone to rent the room. She said she was a 7th grade English teacher and her boyfriend was a physical therapist. All her interests and hobbies seemed to align perfectly with mine, so I agreed to live with them. I moved in 1 month after initially finding each other and everything started off great. Kate and I were friendly and had good conversations when we would interact. One day, however, I get home and she seemed to be in a very bad mood. I asked her about it and she ignored me and walked into her room. I didn't think anything of it, but then I receive a text from her that read, "I know you want to screw my boyfriend." And that's all she wrote. I was very confused because that was completely untrue. I have been cheated on in the past and know how devastating it is, so I would never want to inflict that pain onto someone else. There were more texts exchanged and everything seemed to be good, but when I saw her in person she continued to act weird, but I brushed it off. The next day, however, she began to act very nice and sweet, even offering me a smoothie because she knew I was too busy in the mornings to make breakfast. I accepted and went about my day. The smoothies continued every morning and I just thought she was being nice. Now, I'm experiencing some symptoms and I'm a bit scared. My hair has started to fall out and my hormones have been all over the place. I have developed some weird stomach issues and I get headaches all the time now. This is all new to me. It may be that the move and all this change is affecting my health, but it does seem to have started around when the smoothies did. I don't know how to catch her and see if I'm right, and I don't want to seem rude and stop accepting the smoothies if I'm wrong. I don't know what to do. I need some advice. Update, thank you to all that have expressed concerns for me and my safety. I really appreciate all the advice I received as well. I want to keep this brief as this experience has been traumatic. I took the advice to go to the hospital and did just that. I went to the hospital the day after posting and brought along the smoothie. They told me that they were unable to test the smoothie at this time, but they did give me a blood test as everything would still show up there. This would also indicate what is happening in my body and why I might be experiencing these symptoms. To make a long story short, turns out my roommate was adding some sort of creatine or protein powder into the smoothies because she wanted me to bulk up so I was no longer seen as desirable to her boyfriend. I told her about what happened at the hospital and she told me everything. That is what was causing my headaches, stomach issues, and potentially the hair loss because I'm apparently allergic to it. So, technically she was not poisoning me, just trying to make me bulky. This, however, is not the traumatic part. While the doctors were giving me all the blood tests, they found that I have leukemia. This news has been hard for me to deal with. Now, because of my new circumstances, I will be moving back home to be around family as I go through treatment. No, this was not at all how I expected this to turn out, but maybe in a way it's a good thing. I'm not really sure, but I know I am going to be okay in the end. Thank you to everyone again for the support and concern for my well-being.